Baby, hang on a sec. There's something I want to talk to you about. You remember when I went to Megan's party last weekend, right? Yeah, the night you went to work. I know, it sucks. Really, you didn't miss much. In fact, it kind of worked out that I was there by myself. Oh, well, there were some people there that I hadn't met before. And... you know how reclusive I get at those social gatherings without you. So I was just keeping to myself, but there was this guy, Matt, one of Megan's other friends. So Megan went off to talk to someone, and he saw me standing around by myself. We got to talking while we drank our beers. Yeah, there was a keg. We refilled a couple times. He was so sweet. He'd take my cup and muscle through the crowd back to the kitchen to refill it for me. He was really smart, too. You know, I normally don't really assume much of athletic-looking guys, and we talked for so long. Okay. So what happens next is where it gets really good. So after a few beers, I started to notice him glancing down at my bra. I know, I was wearing that purple shirt, really tight one that makes my boobs look huge, and I guess some of my bra was showing. Well, I coyly called him out on it, and you should have seen his face. He was so embarrassed. He blushed and apologized and looked away. It was pretty cute. I told him it was okay, because I liked what I saw, too. So... I told him he could feel them if he wanted to. He looked over his shoulder. Nobody was looking. So he reached up and squeezed one. I moaned a little on accident, and I blushed back at him, which is when he leaned in and kissed me. Oh, you like that, huh? If this bulge in your pants is any indication. Yeah. We made out. We slipped into the hallway, and I let him push me up against the wall. He started grabbing my tits and kissing me passionately. It was wonderful. Oh, no, we didn't go any further. It wasn't private enough. But we did exchange phone numbers. I've been texting him all week. Yes, even while you and I were together. And you know what else? You told me earlier this week that you were going to be busy last night. Well, Matt and I made plans to pick up where we left off. I invited him over here and, well... Oh, I bet you want to let this little guy out, huh? Alright, don't want him to miss out on this. Let's get that little dick out. Did you wash it? Let me check. It looks clean. Ugh. You took a shower before you came over, right? Well, it still kind of smells. Here, I'll just jack you off and I'll tell you the rest of the story. Okay, so Matt shows up around 7. Got him something to drink, and we sat on the couch for some small talk, discussed our texts. We both knew why we were there, so we started making out pretty quickly. He gets my shirt off while we're on the couch, and then I get his off. Oh, you wouldn't believe his chest and his stomach. So toned. I've never been with a guy like that. Well, I've only been with you. I had on my favorite bra. Yeah, that one, the black lacy one that really makes my tits look awesome. He seemed to admire it for maybe a second before he pulled apart the hooks and dropped it on the floor. And then his big strong hands were all over my boobs, squeezing them and pinching my nipples. I ran my fingers through his hair as he sucked on them. It was then that I knew we had to move to the bedroom. Yep, right here in this bed. So he picks me up like I weigh nothing. And I wrap my legs around him and we're face to face. And he kind of holds onto my butt to carry me down the hall. And he plops me down on the bed. As I lay on my back, I felt totally at his mercy. And I loved it. He unbuckled his belt and pulled it off in a hurry and tossed it aside. So I sat up. I'm only wearing my shorts at this point. And I helped him pull his cock out. His cock is so big. It has to be like, I don't know, almost twice as long? Yeah, close to twice the size of yours. And it's thicker with a big fat head. He was also circumcised. Like, very circumcised. That shaft skin was drum tight. See, if I pull your foreskin back all the way... Yeah, kind of like this, only bigger. Oh, did that hurt? Sorry. Anyway, I was taken aback by his size, but I really wanted it in my mouth. I leaned in and I didn't even have to hesitate. His dick didn't smell at all. You know, like how yours sometimes smells like dirty feet or old socks, even when you wash it. Well, his didn't smell like anything. Maybe dryer sheets. I open my mouth and I get the head inside, but I can't deep throat him like I do with you. He's just too big. I just held it in there, got it nice and wet, and he was moaning. I sucked on it like a jawbreaker and then started licking it all over. My mouth was so wide open, I even drooled. It was okay, though. I just caught it in my hand and used it to lube him up. I played with his balls, too, and they were big and full and heavy, like they were ready to explode. So I kept blowing him for a while, until he said, "I can't take it anymore. Get naked." I said I wanted him to fuck me, and I had my shorts and panties off in no time. He took off his pants, but he didn't get on the bed. He told me to spread my legs and bring my butt up to the edge. He stood there and lined his cock up with my pussy. I was so wet and he just smeared it around by rubbing his fat head between my lips. I was a little scared, something so big about to go in me for the first time. I never knew I wanted something that big before. I told him to go in gently, and he was such a gentleman. He spit on his hand and rubbed it on his cock, and he was able to push the tip in. I started to cinch up around his shaft, and he kept going slow. He grabbed my ankles and held my legs up for me as he guided his cock deeper into my pussy. No, I didn't make him wear a condom. I'm on birth control anyway. Ugh. Anyway, since it was circumcised, it felt really different. There wasn't the, like, gliding motion, but it all went in really smooth. He didn't wince since there was nothing to snag on my pussy. Once he had it in, I felt so full. Oh my god. I have never felt like anything like that before. I've never even used toys that big. He went slow at first, but he was able to speed up soon enough. He fucked me so hard. And I was just there on my back, legs spread wide open in the air. He's taller than you, and I felt so small and helpless with this big, strong man pounding at my cunt with his enormous cock. I thought he might split me in half. After a while, he pulled out. I was so stretched, I literally felt air come into my pussy where he left it wide open. He told me to flip over onto my hands and knees. And then he started to take me doggy style. He knew just how hard to pull my hair and smack my ass as he pounded me from behind. You could literally hear my ass slapping against his pelvis with every thrust. He would lean forward and grab my tits, and I could feel his chest on my back. When I wasn't gasping and saying, oh God, oh fuck, oh shit, I told him to come inside me. When he was ready, he got really tense, and then he plunged his dick deep inside me to come. It was so full. Oh my god, I couldn't believe how much cum there was. It spilled out of my pussy and it got on the bed sheets. There's actually a lot of places where his cum splattered throughout the night. I haven't washed these sheets yet, by the way. Oh, are you close to coming? Okay, baby, I'll keep going. Just let me switch hands. Okay, so that was amazing. After that, he pulled out very carefully, and his cock was covered in jizz and pussy juice. He asked if I'd lick it off. I know I'd never do that for you, but I was sort of lost in the moment, so I thought, what the hell? It actually tasted pretty good. Much sweeter than the bitter cum I'm used to from you. He must eat a lot of fruit and stuff. He's certainly fit enough. I think maybe he's a vegetarian. Anyway, after that, we cuddled for like an hour. It was nice, like how you and I were when we first started dating. Then, after a while, his cock got hard again, so I started to stroke it. He started to feel me all over, suck on my tits again, and I just rolled onto my back and let him back in. We didn't get to bed until 3 a.m. I think I only got out of bed to use the bathroom. We turned on the TV to watch Netflix at some point, but we started fucking before the show we picked was over, then the episodes just ran automatically while we fucked. We finally went to sleep, but I woke up in the middle of the night. I couldn't resist. I had to play with his cock again. Even while he was soft, it was at least as big as you are right now. The skin was a little looser, but not like your foreskin. It didn't go over the head. He woke up while I was playing with it, and I gave him another blowjob. I let him come in my mouth that time, and his cum was much better warm. We both passed out until close to noon. Of course, in the morning, the first thing I did was suck his cock again. Oh, you're almost there, huh? Come on, keep going. Think about how I begged him to fill my pussy up with that fat cock one last time before he got dressed. Think about the sweat and cum that's dried onto these sheets you're laying on. Yeah, come on. Oh, there we go. So, yeah, I had a pretty good night. Looks like you enjoyed it, too. So, how many girls have you slept with since we decided to make it an open relationship? None? Really? I thought you were just being modest. Oh, don't worry. The offer is always on the table if you find someone you want to bang. It would give you something to do the nights with Matt. Oh, I should mention, we made plans for next week. I hope you weren't eager to come over next weekend. He said I should come stay a couple nights at his place. You don't mind, right? We might go see a movie or something like that before then, too. I don't know yet. I should go text him about that. What? You want me to lick your cum off? Sorry, but you know, I can't stomach your cum once it gets cold. It's too bitter anyway. You better go get washed up before that cum under your foreskin dries into smegma. Ugh.